Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Dungeonetics. We're a Connecticut-based podcast that will never ask for a Patreon. That's not what this is about. This is about recording creativity and imagination loose in the time where those things are needed. Welcome to Dungeonetics. I make a podcast about pretending to be someone else I'm not. I make a podcast to tell a story that I can enjoy. I make a podcast to have my children hear the sound of my voice in case I disappear. I make a podcast. Hopefully, this message finds you well. I support you, I hear you, and I acknowledge you. Black lives matter. Anyway, in our last episode, we crawled slowly into the cave in which Bupido slaughtered Sindri. And lots of comedic moments were held. We're starting to understand that the caves under Gracklestug contain a mystical phase rest, which greatly influences our magical spells. What craziness is about to result? Just listen and who knows. Catch you on the break. Thank you.
Yeah, you
know, yes, no. Haven't seen him since you left with him yesterday.
Practiced us.
He might have found a way out.
If he found a way out, then he would have made his way back here, or at least sent some sort of message.
What? He's a deep gnome.
He doesn't even go to the surface.
Also, all of you assholes are chaotic neutral, really.
Not
even
trust
fuck you guys.
Hey, we have a lawful good character now.
And he's the leader.
Pretty sure he's chaotic good. Yeah.
You're chaotic good?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Freedom!
Got it.
So you have a dragonborn here who Shushar deliberately sent towards you as he's trying to find the surface, and Shushar knew you guys were as well.
Shushar.
Yeah, it's up to you guys whether you want to.
What is your name?
Arjan Fearful.
Arjan Fearful.
Mm-hmm.
Why Fearful?
Well, it means I make people full of fear, right? That's how you say it in your language?
No.
She needs the opposite.
Is she making jokes?
No, she's the serious one. It's about dialect in linguistics. You put the prefaces before the predicate, so...
Full fear? I don't believe it.
It should have been full of fear. No, the other way.
Fuller fear.
Fuller fear? You know...
That just sounds stupid.
I think fear some is what you were going for.
Some? No, full. Not some fear, all fear.
Are you scared all the time?
Right, no. You'd be the sum of all fears.
Ooh, fear some.
Yes.
Okay, I'll think about that one.
It's all
differently.
So, in the meantime, you might just want to introduce yourself by your first name.
I'll take that into consideration.
Oh,
Arjan.
Lady.
Arjan. Arjan.
Arjan.
Arjan.
John. John?
Has anyone figured out what that thing is on Sarah's
face? I like Arjan.
No, we have
Arjan.
Right. You can call me whatever you want.
Oh, fantastic. I'm going to be the best of friends.
Just don't call me late to dinner.
All
right, so...
all my bardic inspiration.
Arjan, it seems like you should join us. If everyone's in favor, is anyone opposed?
Whatever.
That's the best you're going to get in a rush.
Whatever. What are you good at?
I'll ask
fear.
You're good at fear.
I'll ask the twins.
Okay.
They're okay
well,
with that?
Well, I guess we could use some of that.
They, sure.
I'll
that was plenty of
this scary. Is stool.
Turvey actually keeps looking at Arjan like...
How tall are you again?
He's very
six
shiny.
6'4 or something? 6'4, okay.
So, stool's he's like our mascot.
Food?
No, he's not food.
Oh, no.
No, he's our mascot.
Not food.
Maybe food.
If you take care of Stool, Stool knows its way to the Netherite Grove.
Oh.
And now the spores hit you, and now you can hear everything. It's amazing.
Dude. You're way too welcoming. You're way too accepting of all these things. You should be at least freaked out.
Nah. I mean, I've seen a dragonborn before.
Seraph
gets
up and comes to
the table. Springs spores on you for the first time.
Well, are we going to wait, or are we going to go after him?
Seraph, it's time for your daily inspection.
Get away from me.
Can I make a medicine roll?
Yes. Daily inspection. Arjan does not want one.
This is what it takes to be in our group.
Oh, good. We've got a dragon.
Two.
It's like a tick check.
Yeah.
He just pulls his hood tight around his face and kind of turns away from you.
Come along, Stool.
Okay.
What are you're concerned about his health?
Yeah, I want to know what disease he has.
Adam's rolling like...
He just has a bad case of acne, okay?
That is too
adult
old.
Acne.
Ah, the guy's his age.
Yeah. When a drow becomes a certain age, you know, his hair starts to grow in places where hair wasn't before.
It's called re-puberty.
Happens every 100 years.
So
we're just going to wait for Sindri, or we're just going to try to get out of here.
I was thinking about our predicament, guys.
Yes.
Because it seems as though, while we are supposed to find this tentacle-headed dude, and he's real tough to find...
We actually have ended up ourselves in a predicament caught between several different opposing forces within Grakostone. Mm. And it seems that several of them want us to find a Darrow by the name of Droki. And they all have promised us some sort of way out or favor in exchange for figuring what Droki's up to, what kind of nefarious business, or delivering him. There's also, if you didn't know, there's a real dragon here.
Real dragon?
Yes. Big red dragon.
Red dragons. Known for their laziness and treachery.
Well, this one did seem quite lazy. And the Keepers of the Flame have tasked us with finding a red dragon egg, which I'm assuming they were going to use to replace this now quite large dragon.
Interesting.
And it seems they blame the Grey Ghosts for stealing this egg, and the Grey Ghosts have been mostly killed. It might be that Droki is at the center of everything, or perhaps his accomplices. He might have stolen this red dragon egg. There's also a lot of surface currency somehow circulating among the Nero. We're supposed to figure out why.
Alright, sounds like we need to find Droki.
Yes, he is at the central to our mission.
Ladies and gentlemen, Babe Gang Patches. Wonderful makers of such works as a 1312, Plant Lover Human Hater, and a beautiful full guillotine back patch will be donating 15% of its sales to the Minnesota Freedom Fund during the month of June. If you want to let the world know that you are an ally and want to support the frontline fighters in this police state world of aggression, may I recommend Babe Gang Patches? That's Babe Gang Patches, Instagram, Babe Gang Patches on the internet. Just Google it. See you guys later.
Is there any way that we can go back to Erde and... I'm not really suggesting not tell her the truth. I'm sorry. But kind of fib our way into getting just some more resources. Like, you know, we went into the West Cliff and we basically got torn apart. I mean, if she's the one that's sending us on this mission, she's sending us to a goddamn death trap.
I barely got a scratch on me. What do you mean got torn apart?
Yeah.
Listen, we may...
Most of our damage there was self-inflicted.
Okay, listen, the ground was really slippery, and I get nosebleeds easily. The thing here is... I don't like risking my... Is this the only way?
Only way that I think.
Do you have another suggestion?
Lie. Lie. We can fabricate enough of a story to convict this tentacle-headed little shit of whatever we need him to be guilty of. Sure, we can even say that the...
It's not a question of guilt. We've been tasked to find him or bring back evidence of what he's been doing.
And that's the second part.
Evidence. We don't have any evidence.
Also, lying to the captain of the guard is most likely punishable by death.
This is a very
or she'll just let that dark elf kill us. We have a dark elf after us. Actually, we have a whole house of dark elves after us.
Excellent. I forgot.
I'm not really sure you thought this through, hitching your wagon to us. It's not a great idea.
Oh, it doesn't seem to be any other way to get out of here.
All right,
let's find Droki. I say we go back. Back to the Worldstone Caverns.
Was I with you guys?
Yes.
Okay.
Just not contributing to the
Someone
fight.
Has to tell Tim, can we get to the Worldstone Caverns without like going through all of the...
Not even one Eldritch Blast.
You can go through the Westcliff District, just
you don't
try
have
not to be invisible.
Play with that.
Yeah, just right. To be perfectly honest, a lot of the problem that you guys had was the fact that you insisted on talking to everyone, even after...
They did attack us first, then they tried to bribe and then they ran away.
Nope. Let that one slide.
Worldstone Caverns, shall we?
Let's go.
All right,
Hercules.
We've got a lead.
We can meet Sindri back here later.
Yeah.
There you go.
Start doing some stretches.
Stretch afterwards.
Arjun, I'm keep stretching you out, showing you how it's done.
Oh, gosh.
I don't like this.
Everybody, do me a favor and make me a stealth check.
Our tails are going to touch. You know that, right?
All right, just let me know. Pass without trace.
Oh, God.
Pass without trace.
That could have been a lot worse.
10.
At
what? 10 to
everyone? Is that for everybody?
Yep.
And then don't bother rolling. You're fine.
Wow.
You're fine. Through the use of Rush's magic and his skills of his shadowy plan, you guys are actually able to pretty much move through the Westcliff District without any of them really paying too much attention to you. So caught up in their own insanity and gibbering and violent delights that they really don't pay any attention to you guys, kind of just quietly and unassumedly making your way through the district. I'll read the description again just because Tim wasn't here last week. As you pass through the gates into the Westcliff District, the stench in the air changes from acrid and metallic to fetid and repugnant. The fires of industry replaced by squalor. The homes in this part of Grapplestood are crudely carved from the rock, or in many cases are just holes in the walls, arranged in no apparent order. The chatter in the air is absolutely unnerving, with hundreds of Darrow muttering, screaming at each other, barking, yelling, or otherwise just reveling in their insanity. Those few who do spot your group as you move through the district look at you with burning hatred. So with a little bit more movement, probably you guys are walking through the district for about 10 to 12 minutes, you find, again, you are led between a cluster of hovels in the west cleft. There is a narrow fissure in the chasm wall, hidden by scraps of cloth, gray sheets of canvas, and moldy boxes. The fissure's tall and wide enough for a medium creature to squeeze through. Small drifts of Fair's Rest, like eerie fog, kind of waft out of the opening to it.
We're here right now?
Well, you're almost there. We're almost
outside.
There. Yeah, you're haven't quite gotten to that point yet, but that is where you will go if you continue to move forward.
Does anyone want to prepare some spells? It's the right thing to do.
Prepare a spell.
Yeah. I'm going to change the color of my eyes to...
Hazel.
That's a good one.
One hazel, one like green.
Hazel. Ish. Hazelish.
Ish.
How do you like?
Beautiful.
I'm good. That's
That's what's up.
I'm ready to go. That's all I need.
Alright. The fissure again, tall and wide enough for you to squeeze through for about the first 10 feet. Then it drops down to an average 5 feet in width and continues on for about another 50 feet with a gentle downward slope before finally opening up into a larger cavern area. And that is where you guys find yourselves right there.
I guess I'm going to cast Bear's Endurance on myself. It's going to give me some extra HP.
Sounds like a plan.
So strong flow.
I know, after I lost that.
I don't like what's happening here.
Don't worry. Dragonborn and whatever he is. Is not allowed.
Tiefling.
I'm a 41-year-old tiefling.
Yes. Devil bastard spawn is not for Dragonborn.
Oh, Jeff, you know, if I had a heart, it would be broken right now, but you're an ass.
As you come out of the fissure and into the caverns, you guys notice that the walls of the caverns are covered. The walls themselves, the stone is very smooth, not wet, but still almost glowy, and it has these swirls and patterns throughout the rock, like nothing you've ever seen before. It seems like a completely natural phenomenon. It's not painted or it's not etched. But something about these caverns has caused the rock to form all these really unique and interesting shapes. The glow of the Fair's Rest casts an eerie soft light across the cavern, swirling into spiral shapes, then casting dancing shadows from the jagged pillars lining the walls. The air smells and tastes slightly metallic, and the sound around you is also strangely muted. The dripping of water makes no echo, as if you stood in open air. So, from where you guys are, you can again assemble yourselves there. There's dim light throughout here, again caused by the Fair's Rest, so even those of you who would not normally have dark vision, for example, your new dragonborn friend, are able to see at least a little bit throughout here. From where you are, you can see that the tunnel branches and goes to the south. Also, it has a small opening that goes to the north. Headed straight ahead of you, you can see that there is what looks like a pool of water that hits the edge of the cavern and then probably goes, a pool of water that you think you might be able to go under and swim through, but you're not sure how long it is or how long that would take.
Can I make a survival check to see if I can identify any signs of beings having crossed here recently besides us?
By all means.
16.
There's quite a bit of traffic through here, actually. Several medium-sized creatures, medium to small-sized creatures, you're thinking Darrow or Duergar, have been through here. The footprints are almost universally booted, so doesn't strike you that it's probably more likely Duergar than Darrow, to be honest. There are also some markings that look like smaller, almost like, it's not, foot is the wrong word, but there's indentations of small steadying limbs and then sort of a large drag underneath it, like something with tiny little feet was pulling something huge under it. Anybody else want to make a survival check to help Nod?
Sorry. Something tiny pulling something huge or something tiny pulling something medium?
It would be a large, whatever this is takes up about the size of a large creature, so it's probably 10 foot wide, kind of moving about. Looks like it primarily goes down to the south and then circles back around the water.
Which way is south?
That way.
This way. That one?
Yep. Actually, it says on the map they've got a northeast, southwest.
Oh, not
The reason I am so smug about pointing that out is because I've owned this for about 15 years, and somebody just pointed that out to me 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago, they're like, well, you didn't put north in the right place. I'm like, what do you mean? They're like, that says N. I was like, unbelievable.
I want to examine.
Looks like there's a lot of traffic through here.
Wall.
I wonder what they were dragging here.
Magic items.
Who knows?
Baffle of magic items, probably.
It seems like the only way they could drag it
but
is
we know.
Through the
water items. Anyone with survival could try and find out.
I'll give a look.
Can you all give a look? Get a look?
20.
On a 20, you find much the same thing that Nod does, but you also find something very strange. They are boot patterns that look similar to Sereth's. Sereth?
Sindri.
Sindri! Good lord, I was going to get there eventually. To Sindri's boots of flying, but they're only about this big. Like, size of like a doll or like a maybe a 1 foot tall wooden soldier would have.
Is it interesting? I see these footprints that it looks like similar to the winged boots that Sindri was wearing, but they're tiny.
It's kind of cute, actually.
Something seems off here.
Let's go investigate the north.
Okay. So, headed into the north. So you come around the corner and find yourself in a relatively small cavern with a number of different types of fungus growing off of the wall. Anybody with a passive perception above a 15, so that would be Duncan and Rush specifically, are going to notice that through the kind of thicket of moss and fungus and stuff growing there, there appears to be a very small crack in the wall, only about 2 foot high and maybe a foot wide. None of you could possibly squeeze through it, but... it does nonetheless appear to be another way in or out.
What about Ms. Featherbottom?
She's coming.
Can she stick her feathery butt in there?
That's a great idea.
Yeah, yeah, she could.
Oh. All right, I will see through my familiar's eyes as
okay.
She hops down the path.
Oh. It's too big, but
rushes the duck.
It doesn't. It occupies more than one square.
Fine.
Am I seeing anything?
Nope.
Thank
not
you.
Right now.
Very good. Grab my dice back.
Thank you. Dang. And you spot Ms. Featherbottom coming through there, spots Droki. Let's see which direction is
he
going.
Bath.
The putrid water.
She sees him run down here to the south. Yep. Does she want to follow?
It worked out well. No, I'm going to have to go back.
You don't know how that worked out.
We're going to have to go through there.
What are we doing? This is totally random information.
Ms. Featherbottom spotted Droki moving to the south. Seems we have to find a way through.
Seems a little bit too small for me to fit through here.
Yeah. There were several forks on the other side. Did I see this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there were several different passageways on the other side, and I saw the other side of the water. It seems like the water could be a way through, but there was also a passageway leading south. That's where Droki went. Perhaps we should travel to the south.
I think the south seems like something we should check out. All
right.
There's something very evil there.
What's happening?
I think we might be, we need to deal with it then.
Exactly. We cannot allow it to live so close to a city.
Let's check out what's going on with the water.
Okay. The water, again, the pool is basically, you'd have to go down in it, and it seems to just kind of, you've got maybe 5 feet of water, and then it just hits a wall. There is some pinkish Fares-Res glow coming from under the water, so you think it might be something where you could swim under the outcropping and get up to the other side. But how long you'd have to be under there, what kind of, you know, constitution check or whatever is involved in that, you're not sure. Definitely would be especially difficult for anybody wearing armor, is your guess, because God only knows how tight that spot is.
I got, I, I volunteer. I have a good constitution check.
Well, you don't need to do this.
No.
Wait a second.
We're already missing one member of the party because they went off without everyone else.
It's all going to the soul.
It's completely disgusting. You don't want to drink it for sure. Anything swimming through it is probably going to need to get 15 different types of hepatitis shot.
Hey, Flo, you already got those.
I was just not going
to. So, yeah, Flo might be the perfect person to say
that. Yeah, to be honest, I am a trash monster.
You've already been sharing that.
Don't share it by yourself.
Hepatitis Flo, which is
self-esteem.
Do I recall correctly that there are more passageways to the south on the other side of the water?
We should go to
with
the south.
The evil.
Then we should probably just go south so that we can kill whatever horrible thing is down there so it doesn't come behind us and kill us.
Sensible logic. Yeah, good logic.
Wait.
Definitely good logic.
I'm the one with logic?
Yep.
Oh, we are fucked.
Yeah, well,
at least you're self-aware.
Since we know there's something evil down there, why don't we all get prepared? I'm going to draw both of my short swords.
Kind of shots.
Actually, my rapier. Rapier seems better for this.
Your rapier?
My rapier.
I'm going to reach into my bag and pull out an apple. And I, like, aggressively, like, eat it, and it's a lot of crunching. It's a lot of wet mouth sounds. You guys are not going to like it.
Good.
Minus D8 for everything you do now.
Yeah. You know, there are races. There is the ASMR race. You're being an ASMR right now.
I hate
it. ASMR.
I am not proud of that joke whatsoever.
I'm going to cast a magic weapon on myself.
Sounds good. Anybody else casting? Magic weapon is level 2.
Concentration.
2? Roll a d20 for me.
Oh, right. Forgot about that shit. Ugh.
8. Okay.
You told us to alert you for casting spells that are not cantrips.
Correct.
Just amplifying the sound of my apple. With my cantrip.
Okay.
Do not
You didn't need to tell me.
Flo,
you have very interesting battle.
Although
you are a separation technique.
This is what I do every... I have to go with the windpipe.
Wait, is this what they do in your land? Why are you trying to alert our enemies of our presence?
Because I'm a double agent. Come on, man. I've been with you through thick and thin.
Yeah.
Come on, we're going to kick this thing's ass. We got this.
She's just stupid.
In fact, you're so inspired by my pep talk. Is that a part of conspiracy?
He's literally angry right now.
but he's enraged on just how lackadaisical I am about the end of time.
Okay,
no,
so
I see Flo is tricking you all. This is very smart technique.
Thank
you. Understands.
Oh, I've really worked on developing my character.
Why are we here?
All right, we got
this.
Hey,
Bob. Take yourself a point of inspiration.
Thank you.
No problem. I don't know what for, but I feel like you've earned it.
Thank you.
Yeah. I feel like you've earned it.
Eating the apple loudly.
All right,
let's go. Who wants to go first?
I will go first. I will not go first.
Put the party into whatever the marching order will be.
Okay, this is too big. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Can I
do
cast darkness first before
I know
we
it's not awesome.
Darkness
is what I've got.
I have darkness. You have darkness.
We can't see through darkness.
Yeah, I know, but we can pop in.
All right,
section,
all right.
Pop in
I'll go next to you.
Yes.
Big
next.
Boys up front.
Oh, that's a good thing for us, actually.
Not a big boy.
Miss Featherbottom will be next to me.
Where do you want to go, Dunky?
You know what? Why don't I just have Miss Featherbottom scout ahead?
I'm gonna just
see what's over
that's
there.
That's true.
Cartwheel.
Right.
That's true. That's smart.
Hello.
You're so angry that you're going to use reason.
I'm going to have Miss Featherbottom fly up near the ceiling.
Sounds good.
And enter the cavern.
Cool.
And look around. Does she see anything?
Check something.
Nothing. You see nothing.
She dies upon entering a cavern.
Make an initiative roll real quick.
Uh-oh. For me or Miss Featherbottom?
For Miss Featherbottom.
For the MFB. Sir Initiative Dex, plus one, and 10.
What is her armor class?
A
19 will hit her, correct?
Yes.
What was her armor?
19
damage.
What armor?
One.
A one? Yeah. Alright, so Miss Featherbottom.
Dies.
Everybody close your eyes.
Oh, me too? No. Me?
Yeah, you.
Okay.
Yeah, you.
Are you not looking through her
eyes? Miss Featherbottom has a quick mental image to you. As she flies into the cavern, this comes lurching down from the ceiling and chomps onto her.
Okay.
Miss Featherbottom is gone, and your connection is broken.
Ah!
There is a...
Okay, guys.
There's a...
Thank you.
Giant worm thing on the ceiling that just killed... Well, she can't die, but ate... Bit Miss Featherbottom.
Whoa. Look at the ceiling.
It's on the ceiling. Be aware.
It's on the ceiling. Be aware.
Just one of them?
How far up is the ceiling?
Mm-hmm. Looks like it's about 30, 35 feet probably.
Okay. Should I cast it again? Again as a ritual?
Hold on.
I'm not waiting for 10 minutes.
So can you, like, look at the ceiling? Is this darkness up there? Or
yeah, I mean, it's dimly lit through the Fair's Rest going up, but the ceiling was more or less in shadows, but now that you're paying attention to it, you can't see anything particularly out here, mm-hmm. but, you know, once you get down that tunnel, who knows?
Mm. All right, I'm going to cast Minor Illusion about 10 feet ahead of us on the bottom of that cavern. About 15 feet of just... an elf, you know, strolling.
Can't move.
It's gonna be.
Minor illusion has to be.
It has to be static.
Okay, the image will just be me standing there.
So you are in the front right now?
I'm in the second row. Yeah, but that's gonna be the image.
Okay.
Can I add to his effect and make the sounds of like footsteps or something of that sort?
Yeah.
Sure.
There we go.
Okay. Well, as you make that. Look away again. Okay. This thing drops down from the ceiling and chomps through where the illusion would be. Okay, you guys can look. It's okay.
That's fucking disgusting.
Totally brand new information.
God, it's gross.
And everybody hears a voice from inside the cavern saying, Mr. Pickles, what is it, my friend? Why are you so jumpy? What you get? No, that is not real elf. That is an illusion, friend.
How big is that thing?
It is large.
Yeah.
It is.
And in charge.
Yeah.
10 by 10.
Yeah, that was, for the record, that was Bupito's voice you guys just heard.
Sounds like Bupito's here.
Bupito? An old friend?
Acquaintance.
He
might have stolen my gold. maybe not. I don't know.
I doubt it.
Oh, he's stealing?
Stealing's not bad, right?
You know, stealing is not good.
when you do jail time with someone in jail, you're not exactly friends with them.
Everybody roll initiative.
That's good.
Sure. Oh, yeah. That's gross.
That's gross.
Kind of a gross color, too.
But it's... Come on, it's two-tone.
Yeah, who thought orange
it's
and
like
green...
Your face.
Puke green and orange was, like, good two-tone.
Yeah.
I kind of like the green, though.
It's the Garbage Pail Kids dice line.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I do like it.
I like it.
I'm a big fan of orange and green. So, you know.
Here.
The pumpkin. A rotten pumpkin.
Is that thing
in the other
room
somewhere? It might be. I don't have extra vision yet.
Called
the
hold, you
got
it.
All right. Who's got above a 20? Reasonable. Who's got from a 15 to 20?
Oh, can I use this on my inspiration?
18.
Bardic, I don't know. Can you use Bardic Inspiration on initiative?
Is it an ability check?
1 second.
Or can you use Bardic Inspiration on an ability check?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so. Then, yeah, because it's an ability check. Yeah.
Yes.
What's
yes,
yeah.
Can. Do you want that ends?
What do you have right now?
I don't know.
Anyway,
so you could.
Does anybody have above a 20?
Oh.
Does anybody have
anything?
15,
18
for us.
I don't want to do this. I have 10, 15, 20. I'm going to hit the worm.
Rush
or Tickle. Mr. Tickle.
Rush is the cowardly lion.
You can put Bupito down in this northeast corner. Yep.
Oh, hey, Bupito. Staff. 21 to hit.
21 to hit. We'll hit that thing.
Stunning Strike.
Sounds good.
What is my DC anyway? 14.
That's a constitution, right?
Yeah, constitution 14.
Just makes 14.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
Then he takes 9 damage.
Okay.
Let me get rid of that key point. So many. Well, let's get second attack. 23 to hit.
That'll hit.
Stunning strike again.
Got 16.
Fuck. Oh no, it's fine. It's in the way. Then he takes.
Are you dropping a key? Do you have to drop a key point every time you try to do something?
Yep.
Yeah.
I only have two left now.
Yeah.
That was 8 damage.
Okay.
Bonus action offhand attack.
Okay.
21 to hit.
Yeah.
Stunning strike.
Wow, this is awesome. Stick it.
Nope.
Jesus Christ. He passes?
Yeah.
God damn it. Oh. 6 damage.
Wait, can you reduce his roll, can't you, with the...
Here's the thing. I mean, Kim and I actually see what's going on.
Oh.
What?
It's too late now, I guess.
So, for those who are
this
in
the
room, which is specifically Vince. So, Rush, the closer you get, or the further you get into the cavern, the more the stench of rotting meat rises. The floor is carpeted with humanoid remains of varying stages of decomposition, arranged in a spiral pattern around the cave's center. Lupito, in the corner, is working on something, on some sort of a makeshift altar that he has shoved into the corner. He is wearing a blood-stained leather apron, and it doesn't seem like much else. And he's prancing around excitedly from one foot to another.
Yes, friends of Pupito have come finally. Yes, now all my friends will be together.
I'm leaving.
Come and worship Pupito.
He's crazy.
Get him out of there.
Think?
Yes. So Pupito starts to hum off key and starts to chant. And is... How many of you speak... let's see.
Alright. I took
it.
What language would I take? Well, there's no swing
specs
on my
end.
Deep speech. Say deep speech.
Oh, I have to look it up. Just give me one second. It's not deep speech.
Not a shallow speech.
Or not a deep speech.
Nobody speaks. Is it primordial?
It's not primordial.
Did not have that as well?
Yeah.
It is draconic.
Dude, I'm gonna kill all of you.
I feel like he needs it this time.
There it is. There it is. The language we'd be looking for is abyssal.
Yep.
So, yeah.
With infernal.
It's the devil language.
Who has infernal?
I do.
You recognize some of the tonation and some of the phrasing, but it's not, you don't speak the language, but it's not good. Nothing good gets chanted in this tone at this pace.
I gotcha.
So Mr. Tickles is going to lumber forward one square, which should put him 10 away from...
Arjan and Nod.
So let's see. We're going to do one bite attack on Arjan and one tentacle attack on Nod. So against Arjan, the bite is a 10. And then against Nod, the tentacle is... That is a 21.
Ooh. That's going to hit.
So it is 4 points of poison damage. And if Nod could make me a constitution save, please and thank you.
Oh, no.
You know what? I'm going to use my inspiration.
Yeah, you are.
that's going to make it. It's going to be an excessive 20.
There you go. You should be good.
So I take 4 points of damage.
Yep. And Rush, do me a favor and make a charisma save for me.
You got a charisma.
No, I'm not. I have minus 1.
Stay positive.
I have 13.
13? Okay.
I would like to use Hellish Rebuke.
I'm not a positive guy.
Do they have to hit or just make the attack attempt? Oh, he did hit during one
hit. He did hit, he did cause damage.
I'm aware of this now. Now that I just remember what happened literally 10 seconds before, he just fell out of there for a minute.
Does this guy completely block?
So he needs to make a dexterity save?
Completely. The dexterity save is a 16.
You will make it, so...
I'm thinking I could use my bardic inspiration to call him a tentacle little prick and make that drop it a little bit.
You do you.
What's the DC?
DC's
low. It's not...
That is fucking terrible. It's going to be 14 then.
14. Not quite.
All right.
I appreciate the effort, though. So he'll take half of what I roll.
What are we doing again?
Oh, this is Hellish Rebuke.
Yeah, Hellish Rebuke. So that's going to be 21.
Put it up at level 5. It increases in damage at level 5.
It increases every level.
Every level.
It's per spell. So he's going to take... What's half of 27? 13?
14?
13. 13. 13 fire damage.
Very nice. The creature roars in pain, its tentacles shivering about there.
Looks like it likes fire.
It is going to back up another 15, I think.
Oh, it does like fire.
Okay, Bane.
I've been waiting for this moment for a very long time.
Fireball!
He's been wasted.
Somebody shut that dwarf up.
A spell like this. To roast that
little guy. Alright, I'm just gonna move up to here.
And roll me a d20, please, as well.
Okay. 18. Go 5, 10, and I'm going to cast Fireball Center right there. Or like right there.
Let's
see. So 5, 10, 5, 10, 10. So it's going to hit both of them.
Just a 10 foot?
20. I was just kind of 10
feet. Gotcha.
Either direction.
All right, sounds good. Point. So they both have to make a dex save.
Yeah, DC 14.
Let's see. Carrion Crawler makes it. 17.
Can you decrease that?
I can only use.
Pedo has a 16.
I just love her.
They both make it.
Okay.
And that is half damage.
Mm-hmm.
You only have one of those?
I can only use one bardic inspiration for
it's a reaction.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, that feels good.
That's a lot of sixes.
That's a lot of sixes.
Dice tower.
9. So 14 in fire damage each.
14 fire damage. Nicely done.
Well done, brother.
Bupido casting?
You cannot hear Bupido anymore. Actually, from where you are, you can see, you know, Bupido appears to be dead.
Oh.
You appear to have incinerated him pretty badly. He's just his charred corpse is kind of laying in front of the weird stone ceremonial altar that you had there. Make me a quick perception check.
12.
Okay. What was your...
Oh, I'm sorry, that is one more. 13.
13, okay. The sight and smell of this room is incredibly unsettling to you, and you think you just saw something on that altar, and you really hope that you did.
And I will bonus action Blaze Song.
Pray tell, what do you think did you see?
There is something there, I believe.
Something where?
Something on the altar!
On the altar?
What?
Right.
On the altar.
Should I run away?
Arjan.
Rupiel's ultimate form.
Arjan is gonna...
I know what that is. We know what it is.
What's in the box?
What?
Pick in a box.
Remember in Dragon Warrior, you had to defeat the guy the first time, and then like the screen went black, and then you heard like bum, 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 bum.
Arjan's gonna
move
up.
And showed up the bottom of the screen, and then it was like the second phase.
Five. Oh, so 10, 15, 20. And I'm gonna cast Spiritual Weapon.
I know what it was. I know what it is.
Bonus action.
Persistent within 54 hours.
Okay, so make a melee spell attack against the creature.
creature. Yeah. So the spiritual weapon is going to be.
Sorry. You have a spiritual weapon too?
Yeah.
Real original.
Yeah. I'm going to make it a big frying pan.
Oh. Where'd you get that idea from?
It's a pork chop.
Okay, so I do spell attack against this nasty guy with my spiritual weapon.
Sounds good. Mr. Tickle!
Oh, there's another dice in there.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. It should have been two more damage. Talk both of them.
That's a 16?
I should learn to count.
16 will hit.
Alright. And,
I already asked you to roll maybe 20.
Not yet. That's 8 plus 7. Sorry, not 8 plus.
And what form does the spiritual weapon take?
It's 8 plus 4, that's 12. It's a big old frying pan.
For some reason,
would
he wants.
Would Bahamut really want a big old frying pan?
Probably not.
jumping up on Duncan's shit.
Yeah, I know. I did it to make him angry.
I prefer to think of it as a jerking tab.
It's like a big floating scale of justice.
So the magical glimmering weapon pierces and cracks the monster's skull in twain, and it hits the ground, just ichor bubbling all over the place.
There's something here on the altar.
Anything else from Arjun?
Think dead?
Yeah, it seems to be.
Arjun's gonna kind of look around the room. Is anything else in there?
To the room?
He is in the room.
Oh, there he is. Okay. Make a perception check. Actually, there's not even a need to make a perception check. Sorry, make me a charisma save instead.
That's like
26. Okay. It takes Arjun a moment to kind of, even with his battle-tested wits, he still has to take a moment to steady himself just from the sheer amount of carnage that is in the room. Flow.
Absolutely.
There's nothing else in the room?
There is a lot of stuff in the room, but it's mostly bones, corpses, bodies. There's an altar in the corner with Rupido's scorched corpse in front of. The walls here are pretty much floor to ceiling stacked with bones and skulls and body parts, and every kind of animal you can imagine, and an increasing collection of humans.
I'm going to charge in and do a little sawhorse jump over the altar and just kind of do a little religion search on it.
You're not going to even need to. What is on the altar is all that remains of Sindri, and it is unspeakable. Nod.
Yeah, does that include his boots?
Hard to tell, honestly, in this.
Can I do a constitution check to see if I don't throw up, to see if I see
the guys? Just gonna say
one of them, you mean all of them.
Yeah. One of them.
Can you what?
Can I do a constitution check to keep my composure to see if I can kind of lift the boots off of them?
There are boots.
Well, you can make, first of all, make a charisma check.
Very good. Oh, that's a 20.
Okay. And go ahead and make a constitution save.
I get advantage on that because of my, because I did a bear strength or whatever it was. Okay. That's a 20, so yeah.
So you do not barf.
I see this before.
So what?
Guys.
There's no boots here.
Oh, guys.
This is what's left of Sindri's body.
Our friend is dead.
And you can't find his boots.
And I can't find his boots.
Why do you care about his boots so much?
What?
Why do you care about his boots so much?
Well, I mean...
not.
I always like fashion.
I knew so Sindri was the coolest. So this is a metagame question, but we're still...
He's dead, so...
All right. So, Nod will run into the room, and does anything terrible happen to him when he's halfway through?
No. Make a charisma save as you look around the room.
20.
Wow.
Wow.
Be fine.
No throwing up tonight, my friend.
So, just halfway through, not taking an action, but nothing is coming to attack me?
Not so far.
Alright. Then I will come up here and block this passage and take the dodge action.
So, okay. So you didn't do a double move, that was a single move.
Single move.
Okay. In the corner, the northwest corner there? Yep, exactly. So everybody in the room suddenly can hear a as like bones and some of the other body parts start to kind of like get sucked together into the corner. Lupita might be dead, but whatever ritual he was conducting is still going on. And a few moments later, this surges up out of the corner towards you guys.
Hey, look, Fridry's in there.
Oh, that was bad.
The boots are in there.
That's real funny.
His boots!
Legitimately, that's the joke.
Holy moly.
Oh, it's speed, just these boots. It starts to just flying.
I think I see the boots!
His boots are gone, fuckers.
No!
His boots are gone, you can stop asking about the boots.
Find the more boots now.
I think I see his gold pouch!
Yeah, you probably do. You know what you should do? You should give that shit to Rush, because nothing bad ever happens.
Shaking it.
Yeah. I'm surprised Rush hasn't lost his magic staff yet.
Okay. Okay. So this creature basically swarms up there, and it's going to surge forward for... yeah, you can actually take that out of there. Because it's not going to do anything. So it's going to surge forward. It can move. Let's see.
Oh, I'm behind the altar. I'm hiding there.
This is a big wall.
If I have the sawhorse over it, you better believe I'm ducking.
So it's going to surge forward and it moves over Arjan. So it's basically going to share space with him. He'll be in the corner of it. The clattering from within it, Arjan, is so intense that effectively you are deafened. The creature is just swarmed over you, and you can feel the sharp, jagged bones slashing at you as it kind of rolls over. It is only a 14 meter.
Nice.
Okay.
That's underwhelming.
So far. Duncan.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so Duncan is kind of at the edge there going like, what's going on, guys? And all of a sudden he just saw this surge past the window.
Holy shit.
This slow rolling, yeah, sort of tsunami of bones and viscera.
I guess I'll move up to the edge of the
wall. Up here?
Yeah.
To the bone?
To the window?
To the bone thing in the hall?
To the bone drop down my...
Bones.
Yeah. Oh, these bones.
Power of Moradin compels ye. I'm assuming it's undead.
Yep.
Alright. So, should make a wisdom saving throw. Or be turned.
Get turned.
It is turned.
It is turned up.
So, it will.
If it is a challenge rating of 1/2 or lower, it's destroyed.
Well, what do you think?
Get turned.
It's destroyed.
Tim, could you pass me down one of those little friends? I trust your fingers, dude.
Alright. Do you ever know what my fingers have been?
I must suspect they've been at the end of your wrist.
That is true.
Okay. Duncan.
Alright.
So you have cast your... You have done your turn. Is that an action or a bonus?
That is an action.
Okay.
So she has to move away from me.
Regardless of all of that, I think it's important to say... It is important to say that Dungenetics supports Black Lives Matter. Support the fighters in the street. Support the anti-fascist movement. And on all hope that cops lay down their weapons, join the peaceful protest, and once and for all realize that we all bleed the same blood. This 2020 has been taxing, downright disruptful, largely based on the propping up of a madman sycophant who chooses to ignore the will and whims of of the people, the duties of his position to protect the Constitution, all for the grift. That's why I don't get into that. You didn't come here for this.
Landed solidly, and although you can't hear it, you can almost feel the thunk of the impact of the weapon on the outside of the swarm. Flo.
Seeing that the situation has become quite glib indeed, Flo's going to stand on top of the thing here.
Desecrating the desecrated altar.
Whatever.
She's literally standing on top of you.
I figured I would cast dissonant whispers.
I'll make a quick rope out of the sinews that I found in Sindri's corpse.
Sindri sinew.
And basically, wisdom save 15.
Dissonant whispers was my favorite Wham song. What is it, a wisdom?
Yes.
Nope, that's 12.
Hell yeah. Alright, there's a 3d6, I believe, is the psychic damage.
Good. Would you also roll me a d20, sir?
Oh, absolutely. Which one's ready first?
Okay.
Wow. It's a 17.
Oh, really good on these.
Plus 118. And psychic damage is going to be, well, that's, well, I don't know, 11.
11.
Schmo 11?
Alright.
It must immediately use its reaction, if available, to move as far as it can away from me.
It does not have any reactions on account of being turned by your cleric.
That's fair.
But it does.
I hit him, though, because
he hit it.
So what would the reaction be then?
Run away.
But does it mean we hit him then? Because I held my action to hit him when.
If available, to move as far as its speed allows away from me. The creature can't move into a dangerous ground, such as a fire or a pit.
I'm dangerous ground.
Of course
you are. So it will swarm. It will move into the corner there straight away, which will end up swarming it over Rush and Thane, it looks like.
Yeah.
So, Rush, you had an attack ready, basically, when everybody else was attacking, so you might as well get it off now.
Yeah. Nat 20.
Nice.
I love it. Watch you roll 2-1. Oh, well, yeah.
1-1.
What's that? 8 plus... Why can't I scroll?
It goes down over here.
I think it's 8 plus 5.
Yeah, 13 damage. 13 damage, and this is with a cinnamon stick, right?
Yep, so it's magic.
Excellent. Well, I'm less worried about that than the bludgeoning.
Oh, right.
Okay. Very good. So,
attacks of opportunity or no, because it's force moving?
Force moving, okay. So, it is now... Nod, you are up.
I'm going to Eldritch Blast it. That's going to be a 19 and a natural 20.
Oh, wow.
Well, they will both hit.
The Eldritch Blast, can you get a critical with that?
Yeah. Anything you roll on a tap roll on, you can get a hit. Why are you rolling with advantage was my only question.
I get two attacks.
Gotcha.
Two blots.
That's going to be 13 points of force damage.
Okay. You are really wrecking this thing's day. It is going to attempt to slash at Thane, but that's only a 10.
Actually, mirror image. Well, it's not even going to hit a mirror image anyway.
Yeah. Plus, in this case, it's not really targeting anything. It's what's within its swarm.
Oh.
Yeah, so its whole thing is moving onto a creature's space, and then any creature within its space it can attack.
Fucking problem.
Yes.
Oh, so mirror image isn't going to do anything?
I don't know how it would adjudicate, but since it rolled a 10 anyway, let's not worry too much about it. Duncan's up.
Duncan's up. Dunky.
Sacred Flame.
I should probably not roll a d12 for that save. So, continuing the theory that Sacred Flame is cursed, that's a 17 on the save.
Oh.
Was it Wisdom or Dex? I'm sorry.
Dex.
Oh, then it's a 21. Rush, you are up.
Oh, wow. Okay. I'll attack it multiple times. Two attacks.
Sounds good.
Nat 20 and a 20 total.
Nice.
Okay.
So, guys, you rolled the shit out of this thing.
Good critical.
The first one is 19 damage.
All right.
The second one is 11 damage. Then offhand attack.
At this point, you don't even need to worry. Okay. So basically, Rush just kind of spins with the cinnamon stick and smash, smash. And
rattle the bones.
You guys just see like this swirling mass of you know, bones and skeletons and body parts that are swirling around Fane and Rush. And then all of a sudden, there's just a and shards and bone fragments go flying everywhere, and Rush is just standing in the middle of the cinnamon stick.
I hit the funny bone.
Yeah, take that!
All of them.
All the funny bones.
Well done, sir.
Vince, I would like you to take inspiration
I already
for
have two.
That amazing...
Do I have 2 minutes? Because of the monk stuff?
They're only really supposed to... Oh, that's true. You know what? Take an extra one, buddy.
Yes.
Take an extra one. You've earned it.
I earned it.
You earned it with that amazing pun work. All right, gang, you are out of initiative. The carrion crawler, because that is what this is. The swarm, the skeleton swarm, and Bupito, all dead.
Poor Bupito.
What do you mean, poor Bupito?
He was a
Does
good
anyone
friend.
Even want to search this room for loot, or should we continue?
We should take a short search just to make sure there's nothing nefarious.
Like, besides everything?
We don't want anything coming after us, like, after we leave here. So... I, for one, am going to search the room.
And break that damn altar, too.
Yeah, I'm smashing the altar. I'll be on there.
Yes, Arjun will definitely help you destroy that nasty fucking altar.
May I make a...
Yes. We did it. We did it. We got him. We got him. Where's the boots? Well, all I know is you've wasted about 50 minutes listening to a Connecticut-based Dungeons and Dragons podcast. Thank you so much for listening. We can be reached at Dungenetics on Instagram, Dungenetics on Twitter, Dungenetics@gmail.com. And if you throw a penny toward the wayward sky, on the bluest of moons, a small sparrow will form. Fly deep into the heart of the jungle to let us know that you realize the future is ours. We own these streets. You're just renting them.